If your kids are anything like mine, when they get home from school, they can't wait to tell me about all the things they learned and the friends they made. Okay, truth be told, the thing my kids are most interested in interacting with when they come through the door at the end of the day is the pantry. But a Purdue expert says parents should pay attention to what their kids are snacking on. Nutrition science assistant professor Heather Eicher-Miller says while snacks are traditionally smaller than meals, their effect on children's diets may be significant.
I think sometimes we culturally think of a snack as not a big part of our diet, but it really can provide a lot of energy. And so that energy should contain the nutrients that kids need to support healthy, active lives.
She says that means being more mindful when choosing what kids eat between meals, which can be a challenge for today's busy families. Eicher-Miller points to the obvious fruits and vegetables as healthy snack options and notes the availability and convenience of pre-washed and cut veggies such as celery and carrots as a quick and easy choice for kids.
Some other healthy snacks might be popcorn that doesn't have a lot of salt added or sugar added, low sodium multigrain crackers, or maybe even cereal if it doesn't have a lot of added sugars. I think it's really good if you can always purchase and have on hand those kinds of foods. And a lot of those can also be taken to school if the child needs to have a snack to go to school every day.
Speaking of which,
Yellow Room, does anybody else want snack? We're going to be going outside in about 20 minutes. If you want snack, now would be your time to go eat.
It's snack time at Purdue's Child Development Laboratory School. Head teacher Justine Egan says snack is offered twice a day, once in the morning and again in the afternoon.
Snack is served family style, so the children, they get to use the little scoop and pour it on, and then they're offered the milk, or in today's case, it's juice.
And I notice it's, you don't like say, hey, snack time, everybody come sit down. The kids kind of, if they're hungry, they eat, and if they're not.
Yes, it's not a mandatory meal because a lot of the children have already had breakfast before they come in, so this is considered a snack.
Tell me what kinds of snacks you give to the kids.
Today it is the pretzels, the cereal mix with raisins in it. Other days we might have English muffins. Another day might be waffles. And then we follow the state guidelines for the serving for the age of the child.
Is there any snack that gets them running over here more than another?
Yes. Some children get really excited about English Muffin Day because then they actually put the butter on themselves. We let them try and develop a lot of self-help skills. So we put a little side of butter and they spread it with their little spork. That's a popular snack. Waffles are a popular snack. French toast sticks. Little bagels are a popular snack. Cereal, not as much. And I think it's because they see that a lot.
But I wouldn't walk in here one day and see him eating like a big old slab of chocolate cake or something.
No. We have to follow a lot of, state nutritional guidelines. And we're on an 8-week rotation. So we know what snack is going to come the next day. And it rotates over the 8 weeks.
And so you're not like checking your cupboards every day and pulling something out, you know.
It comes from our kitchen. So, and we have the menu on the board over here, so I know what's going to come in that morning.
Professor Eicher-Miller says snacks are more prevalent nowadays, both during school and as part of after-school programs. She says the food industry has responded to the increased demand with more products packaged for snacking. But Eicher-Miller says don't be fooled.
When you look at the package, think about the nutrients that we need to reduce in our diets, which are saturated fat, sodium, and cholesterol, and how that snack might contribute to those nutrients, but then also how it contributes to the nutrients that Americans need to increase, which are calcium, vitamin D, potassium, and fiber.